sometimes called Cato of Utica. And he is perhaps, if we are journeying along with Dante the Pilgrim, sort of the last character we'd expect to meet, because A, he's a pagan. He lived in the time of Julius Caesar and Pompey and all those controversies and civil wars at the end of the Roman Republic, and died about 40 years before the birth of Christ. Died, in fact, before Virgil. Okay. Secondly, he committed suicide. And third, he supported Pompey against Caesar. Now, let's remember that Julius Caesar is among the virtuous pagans in limbo, and Julius Caesar's assassins are at the very bottom of hell. So for a lot of reasons, Cato seems like the oddest person in the world, the last guy we'd expect to meet at the base of the mountain of purgatory.
And in fact, it seems to me that that's one area where there really is no consensus from the scholarly community. Starting with Dante's time and a tradition of commentary on the poem from his time to the present, why Cato should be the guardian for the mountain of purgatory has never, I think, been satisfactorily explained. And it may well be that Dante himself has no clear-cut or obvious explanation for this, but is indeed reminding us of the fact that fundamentally there are aspects of salvation that are mysterious and that remain mysterious. I think it would be wrong to think of the Commedia as solving every problem. Sometimes it opens up to deeper mysteries.
If we only looked at the limbo, that is, say, Inferno 4, the first circle of hell, we might think that we had the answer about what happens to pagans who were not baptized, therefore, however virtuous. The answer is, well, for better or for worse, they go to limbo. That's the best they can do. And in fact, we're told that that is Virgil's hometown, if you will, for eternity. After he finishes being Dante's guide, he goes back to limbo, and it seems like we've got that one solved. But in fact, the very appearance of Cato at least tells us that we might not have it solved yet, that things may be more mysterious, more deep, less obvious than we thought, and it's perhaps a good way of Dante kind of waving a flag at us and saying, okay, you're not in Kansas anymore, that the answers that you got in hell may be partial. You may not have all the nuances, all the ramifications of some of the basic teachings that you've learned. So you got to pay attention. Your learning is still going on. And in fact, remember, we're only a third of the way home to God by the time we get to the base of the mountain of purgatory.
And also, it's a theme that Dante therefore picks up later on in Paradiso, where we see a number of characters who, by all rights, ought to be back there with the virtuous pagans. That is to say, folks from classical antiquity who died before the coming of Christ and without any direct or explicit knowledge of Christ, and they're in paradise. How come? Well, again, there's a kind of long discussion of the problem of the salvation of the virtuous toward almost toward the end of the Paradiso, as a matter of fact. And ultimately, it remains a mystery. Ultimately, it's something that's open to the mercy of God, but something that Dante is not going to fully learn on this journey.
Just an important footnote to that before we move into one of the specific cantos, and that is one of the things we said about Dante's visit with Ulysses last time was that Ulysses believed that he could know everything and experience everything, and therefore one of the things Dante has to learn is to accept the idea of mystery. And for people who are smart and for people who are in an intense learning experience, I think we all know what it's like. Somebody says, okay, you want to be committed to the truth. You want to know what the truth is, and you say, fine, give it all to me right now. I want it right now. Give me the truth. Give me the Cliff Notes to truth. And of course, there are none. That in fact, it is in the struggle that we learn, and in the struggle, we learn our limitations about learning. And I think that fits very well with what Dante saw as a problem with Ulysses, if you will. And now we're reminded of that need to be sure to incorporate the idea of mystery in what you learn as well.
Okay. What we thought we would do would be to talk a little bit about the encounter that Dante has with one of the sinners in that first part, in anti-purgatory, in the kind of vestibule, in the waiting room. In fact, that's not a bad image. I mean, it's now the average time that you're in a kind of doctor's office before you will get seen, 2.5 hours, 3 hours. There's this sort of big Dear Abby column about whether it's okay to wait that long if you get good treatment. think about it as a kind of waiting for